Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion HR, human resource management so you don't have to, AurionHR.com, and the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members serve the ag community with new and used parts. NTPDA.com.
It is Monday, so what do we do on Monday? We visit with Laura Kennard about networking and business education in the greater Des Moines metro. She is with Drake University as well as DMBizMixer.com. Laura, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, so you had
some stuff at the Capitol today.
I was. You know, we had an earlier news story today about the Workers' Memorial. This is something that's been going on for a number of years. The state recognized 26 individuals who died on the job.
Who said went to work and didn't come home.
It is terrible. As with any of those sudden tragic events where you expect to see your loved one come through the door, and then that doesn't happen.
Right. So, yeah. Well, it's nice that they do honor those people.
Right. This is all put together by the AFL-CIO and a number of years that they've been doing this. So
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we have a very abbreviated version today, unfortunately, because we're getting off to a later start than normal. But so I just wanted to mention that tomorrow there's kind of a fun thing. It's really kind of business related, but kind of just fun. 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Rotary Riverwalk Park. DSM
really?
Photographers and Models Photo Walk. So it's where they walk through the city, photographers with models, and then they just take shots all around
really?
The city. Yeah.
So when does this start?
6:30 p.m. tomorrow.
This will be on Tuesday, 6:30. So if you see photogs running around with models,
yes.
you'll know what's going on.
Yes.
How fun.
That ought to be pretty cool. And if nothing else, be watching for those photos because they'll probably be popping up, right?
What I ought to do is I ought to dust off my SLR and go out there and join them. That'd be a lot of fun.
Nice walk and hopefully good weather for it.
Take Jovi with me and she can strike a pose.
It's been iffy. But yes, DSM Photographers and Model Photo Walk.
Nice.
So that is just something tomorrow. Wednesday, of course, we do have our typical 1 million cups at the Science Center, and that's in the morning, and you can march on over to West End Architectural Salvage and join the business networking group that is Dave Macon and the crew over there. And then over the noon hour, from noon to 1, they have 2019 Inspiring Women of Iowa. This is going to be at the Community Choice Credit Union. So a lot of people we know and love are going to be there. A lot of professional business ladies, inspiring women of Iowa, 12 to 1.
Yay.
And so then moving on to Thursday, there is a fundraising event, ARL Yappy Hour.
A little Yappy Hour.
I love yappy hours. So, 4 to 7. Bring your dog and have happy hour with your dog. And it looks like they have a series of these yappy hours that'll be going on. So you can, if you can't make this one, check for that on Facebook. It's getting to the weather now. And so, good weather comes good stuff.
Really? Good weather, you think?
Maybe. We'll see. I know that they couldn't open Adventureland this last weekend.
This past weekend, I was 7 hours at a softball field.
That's freezing. So I mentioned maybe a long time ago that I was the second graduating class for the Central Campus Fashion Program in high school. So my junior and senior year, I spent doing fashion design as a high school student. And this group, so it's about 30 years or so old now.
Ooh.
Every year they have a fashion show. And Central Campus, this Thursday at 7 p.m., plus then they have a 12:30 Friday and I think a Friday night. They have like three chances for you to see what these high school students have come up with that are going to be graduating.
Have fun.
Some of them. Fantastic. I think that they do a better job than some of the college programs. It's absolutely fantastic. And they partner up with some of the other kids that are in the programs where they're doing lighting and sound and staging.
So they make a whole thing out of it.
So that's Thursday and Friday this week.
So I have to ask you, when you were doing that in high school a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple.
Padded shoulders?
Oh, yes. Padded shoulders.
Shoulder pads
were
on
the thing.
Yes, they were, weren't they? And Muldus. I always called them Muldus. You know what a Muldu is? That's where your hair is
really big.
Is big, but then you have these flips right up in front, right?
Right, yeah. Yes.
Muldu.
Yep, you got it. So Friday, Fem City, we've mentioned a number of times, is really a growing women's networking group. Fem City Des Moines will have their May Coffee Connection at the Cycle Bar at Jordan Creek. So if you haven't been out to the Cycle Bar, that's a pretty cool place. And it should be right up your alley.
Cycle Bar.
And so that also, along with, of course, it's already the first Friday. So it's Friday of May will be Friday. So all of those things, we've got some Iowa Center stuff that's the first Friday when they feature, in this case, it's going to be Chef Terry Cole.
I know Terry Cole very well.
She will be the featured woman business owner. 11:30 to 1 at the Iowa Center.
She is such a positive female.
Just a positive person. I don't know
absolutely.
Her, so that's
she
cool.
She is just fabulous.
And, of course, we also do have the first Friday events that happen at Mainframe Studios. So they always have their open house first Fridays where you can see what's going on in the studios there. And, of course, we have the first Friday downtown at Gravitate. They just finished up their DSM last week, which is really a great event. And I don't think that's replacing their first Friday, so you can still come on out to Gravitate, all of that. And guess what?
What?
This Saturday is opening day for the Downtown Des Moines Farmers Market. We'd be very remiss in not mentioning that it's Farmers Market time.
Yeah, I think Valley Junction also opens their Farmers Market this coming Thursday.
Perfect.
So, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, so we've got lots of Saturday stuff that is not necessarily business related,
but it's just fun.
So
go out there and enjoy.
Check it out. All right. Well, I got to fly, actually.
You do.
Laura
Kennard's got to get out of here. She's got to go be teaching something over at Drake University. Thank you, Laura.
Yes.
Really do appreciate it. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University and DMBizMixer.com. For all of us that put this together each and every day, our production coordinator is Chap Ramsey. Also in charge of sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music that you are listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. Which, by the way, hang on, because James Goodlett is going to be with us in the coming week or so. He's got some exciting things going on in his music business, and we're going to catch up. It's been a couple of years since we've touched base with James Goodlett, and we will do that shortly. All right, for all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.